Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. One of the areas of philanthropic focus for EIG is women and children. We provide support to a number of these organizations in a variety of ways, including education and sponsorships, because we feel it's so important. Today, we're going to hear from two different organizations that focus on this philanthropic priority for us, one that supports kids and the other one that supports and encourages women. But actually, the impact that both of these organizations create spills over and reaches deep into the mission of the other, and you have this ripple effect that has the potential to impact hundreds of people. So I encourage you to get comfy and get ready for some inspo this morning. My first guest today is Val Sonderman, founder of Love in a Shoebox. Welcome to the show today, Val.
Thank you, Jill. And thank you for inviting us to be a part of this radio program, and also EIG for the platform to get the word out about new nonprofits.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited to have you share. Why don't you start by telling us about Love in a Shoebox and why was it founded?
Love in a Shoebox was founded because it became a community event. It first was birthed in a church. It was a smaller operation. However, it grew, and so did the church. And therefore, it outgrew the church. And we realized what a wonderful event this was and that it needed to be in the community. And so the local YMCA actually opened their doors, and we use their gymnasium to host this annual event every year.
Very nice. And then how and why did you personally get involved?
Well, the short answer, I was asked. What led me to saying yes was, that could fill a couple segments, but looking back, you see how God prepares you for it. All the different volunteer roles I had, the people that I had intersected with throughout my life that could be a help, and also, you know, you look at that next stage. I retired, and you want to retire into something. This gave me purpose. So I don't do this alone. I have a wonderful team, and I'm just the team captain. So I'm actually just the founder on paperwork, but it is truly a team effort.
Nice. So tell us more about it. What do you do to prepare throughout the year?
Well, Love in a Shoebox was founded as a 501c3, and its purpose is to fill shoeboxes with gifts of toys, school supplies, personal hygiene, and just love. We send these shoeboxes. They're created in support of Operation Christmas Child, which is a mission of Samaritan's Purse. So we have this annual event, but all throughout the year, we are gathering donations, fundraising, purchasing sale items. We want to create and obtain quality items, items that these children can hold on to for a lifetime. Wooden toys, things with color, and we also include clothing. So we are just right now looking for partnerships out in the community that could have some of these items that would be able to donate.
And you've said in the past that you want to give these kids God's best because God gives us his best, right?
Yes.
And so It's not necessarily the leftover stuff in your kid's closet. It's and not that that's all bad, because there's a place for those things too. But this is maybe take your child out to the store and say, what do you think somebody your age would like? You know, from a toy perspective, maybe. And then doing some of these other practical things that you mentioned. So you have these packing party, you have a packing party, an annual packing party. And then you have monthly meetings throughout the year to kind of help you determine how on track you are. Is that?
Yes. We come together because Love in a Shoebox is a 501c3. We do run a business meeting. We do hone in on what our purpose is, what items, and define our needs, what we need, how we're going to involve the community, but more importantly, how we are going to not only love our community, love these kiddos that are reaching this box, but love each other well. And that's part of all the volunteer roles I was placed in over the years. And what God has spoken to me is that we extend grace to each other. And I constantly say, this is a ministry, a guilt-free ministry, you know? And we want people just to easily step into, just if you can give an hour of a time at the packing party, great. If you know how to sew and you want to sew a few items, wonderful. You know, we just want to give those people an ability to step into something that's really good for our world and that can express love.
Absolutely. Give people a chance to get plugged in. Well, like any transition that organizations go through, I'm sure there were some hurdles that you went through. And not that we want to focus on the hurdles, but in all reality, we go through it. And so maybe there's people listening that say, you know, I want to start something, but I'm kind of afraid of the hurdles. Talk to us about some of those things you went through and how you got through them.
Well, and that's the one thing is, and I'm just speaking to any kind of nonprofit or business or any startup. You know, my background, I went to Marquette University, and I have a business degree in marketing. I've worked for Miller Brewing Company, Quaker Oats, a bunch of companies. And I've also volunteered in a ton of roles. And what I notice is when you have a great project or an event, and you have that one person that is the lead of it, when that person leaves, sometimes there is no history, there is no mentoring up, there was nothing, and you lose that event. And that was one of my main factors of taking the lead on this and incorporate, you know, and funding Love in a Shoebox. So this, it's a wonderful family event for our community, and we did not want to lose it. So I would say, look back and see all those connections. You have it. Step into the small things. I just, you know, the team was already in place. I just stepped up to, and we're together learning to navigate this. Look for promotional opportunities. Yes, we might have lost the pulpit promotion, but God is going to open those doors, or, you know, you can open those doors in your community. And EIG is one of them. I mean, I was approached. It was just an encounter. And so for me, I pray and I put those requests out there. People need to learn to ask. People are more than happy to help. So that would be my suggestion, is just define some of the big things, the promotion, maybe where we're going to get donations, and start thinking outside the box, and then just release it, and things will come your way.
Mm. Well, we're going to thank you for that. I think that's spot on. You know, sometimes you just have to take that leap, and God will provide the open doors. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll hear how the team overcame some of the hurdles that Val talked about and who came to help. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking in our second segment here again with Val Sonderman, founder of Love in a Shoebox. So I said before the break, not unlike many organizations who experience some hurdles with the transition, you had your fair share of them, Val, but you had a plan on how to overcome them. So you want to elaborate on that?
Yes. What we found out is that This was an Operation Christmas Child packing party, and we had founded Love in a Shoebox, so we needed to tie the two names together. So therefore, we went out and one created the name and a logo. We realized we needed to be able to connect, so we started a Facebook page, got a Gmail so that people could contact us, and most recently we just are formatting a website, loveinashoebox.com, so that more people can get involved and organizations can. Defining our ask, that helped us coordinate efforts on the team. We all threw it out together, and we came up with four ways to help. Easy asks, our sending campaign. We not only pack these shoeboxes, but we need to get them to their destination. And there is a $10 fee that goes with that. That not only sends the box, but it also trains up the local partnership where the boxes are being received so that they can share a gospel message with the children too. So it goes into transition, logistics, training. There's a stocking campaign. People, if you want to give monetarily, we can buy more in bulk and get quality items for a reduced price, which really allows us to reach more children. There's our silent auction campaign. We host a huge fundraising effort at our event. It really truly is a party. There's a band, face painting, a silent auction. We have food for purchase at lunch. All these funds help send those boxes and continue this event each year. And finally, our serving campaign, where you can contact us at loveinashoebox.info@gmail, and we can plug you in. If you are a sewer, a woodworker, if you want to just come help, if you want to become a part of this monthly meeting team that helps define and create further opportunities for others, we invite our high schoolers in to help. And it grows up and trains new leaders, young parents, young moms, Boy Scout, Girl Scout troops, allowing those children to learn how to serve others and think otherly focused. We're there for you. Many organizations need a service opportunity, so please contact us.
And so, you know, I think it's so important to let our listening audience know that, again, like most every other organization, 501c3 or not, mm-hmm. you have certain hurdles, certain struggles, certain challenges, but you mm-hmm. certainly have some answers, and you're focusing on that, and you've shared with us just now how you did address those mm-hmm. hurdles and how you're moving forward. So thank you for that. So it started at Divine Redeemer.
Yes.
And it kind of progressed into a whole initiative outside of that. Who went before or came alongside and mentored up to help you accomplish everything that you've accomplished so far?
Well, I've got a lot of helps. There, I've had a personal mentorship with an individual that encouraged me to just keep stepping out in little things. Operation Christmas Child, you can contact them under Samaritan's Purse umbrella. They have year-round volunteers that pray for you, that can get you resources, actually can train you up on how to promote on social media and things like that. So that's outstanding. We, you know, Divine Redeemer Church and all that they learned throughout the years, and all the people that got involved came back and helped again. So we really, and all those past connections with various organizations, their willingness to, and even your EIG and the library of past podcasts, I found a few different resources there that will help nonprofits. So it is amazing how if you seek, you will find.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, funny.
So you've got some great things going on here. And again, there's no way we can get to every single thing, but we want to at least just plant that mustard seed so people are aware. in our area and even outside of our area that this opportunity exists. What are the team's hopes for the future then?
Our hopes, and the huge one, is to find someone out there, only God knows, that has a physical space near the Y at Pabst Farm, which is located in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, where our high school students can come to, where our senior citizens can come to. And throughout the year, we do things called social and sort, where we come together and we get to know each other. And we sort through the items, we categorize them, so we make sure we have the inventory, because our goal is 2,000 boxes this year. And so that involves a lot of inventory, but it's always met through the generosity of our local community and our partnerships. And we haven't even tapped those unused markets. You know, if people are in a shipping company and you have clients that, you know, had to abandon a brick and mortar and you have product, if it is something related that children could use, clothing, toys, school supplies, personal hygiene, we got a lovely donation of soaps. And so we could use that. We could be your answer. And so I just bringing the community together, we're better together, and making connections is our hope and prayer. Training up and giving those young future leaders lead positions and the ability to possibly orchestrate their own fundraisers for this effort, or because it's truly a community event and we want the community engaged and involved.
Okay, would that be your call to action?
Yes, we are looking for monetary donations, and those can be spent, you know, sent to P.O. Box 565, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin 53066, to Levinus Shoebox. We also have the ability for credit card donations through a Square link, which we will have up on our website shortly. And we also, you can follow us on Facebook at Levinus Shoebox. Just for things that we do. We post, we were in the local parades, we do fundraisers, and that's another thing. Just come to, we have Culver's in Heartland, Wisconsin, which has been just a blessing to us and allows us to fundraise. Just coming there and eating supports us, and who doesn't love that? Yeah, who doesn't love that?
I can eat a Culver's burger, no problem. Yeah, so that's one way that so many of us can help with the project. And you can go to the website to get more information. You're saying that you're boosting that up as we speak. If you think going to this this packing party, I mean, that sounds like fun to me. So you can go to the website, get information about that as well. So, Val, just one more time, give us the contact information for those people so they can either write it down or commit it to memory.
Yes, our website is levinusshoebox.com. Our email is levinusshoebox.info@gmail.com. Or you can always snail mail us at Levinus Shoebox, P.O. Box 565, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin 53066, or just check us out on Facebook at levinusshoebox.com to see. You can see all the wonderful partnerships for our silent auction. We love to also promote back to all these wonderful organizations that are getting involved.
Okay, well, thank you for being here today and sharing your passion with Love in a Shoebox. We'll probably have you circle back with us in one of the later segments today, but for now, thank you for participating.
Thank you so much, Jill.
You're welcome. Well, how many of you have a special someone or two in your life that has helped you overcome challenges and has been a massive supporter and encourager along your life's journey? Someone who has helped you be all that you can be, whatever that is. I think everyone needs someone like that. Well, Val has one of those very special people in her life who was impactful in helping her take those next steps in founding Love in a Shoebox. And we'll meet her and learn how she helped Val and many other women along the way after our commercial break. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. I think most people would agree how beneficial it would be for everyone to have that special someone or two, or perhaps a tribe, to encourage them, support them in a variety of ways, perhaps serve as a counselor or maybe just a wingman or wingwoman. My next guest today was actually all of those things to Val. Welcome to the show today, Margot Fiesler from Margot Fiesler Ministries.
All right. It's great to be here with you, Jill, and Ellen Becker Investment Group. What a sweet time it is to just share about how God's at work in what we call MFM. It's Margot Fiesler Ministries. You know, I came out of the corporate world. I was, for 20 years, I was in an ad agency as a principal, and we loved it. And I loved how God was at work. And, you know, he works in these seasons of time. And so it was very... It was profitable. It was good. We came out of Hoffman, York, and Compton, started our own, and it was just a really sweet time, not only of growing up this business, but then getting to know people deeper and deeper, as well as my partner. And so coming from the corporate world then into God just like really said, okay, Margot, you know what? I want you to go. Sort of like Abraham, like going without knowing where you're going. And like, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think this is right. I mean, Abraham had this perfect faith. I don't think I'm there, right? And so I'm like, all right, okay. And I came home and told my husband, who's an engineer, and he's like, honey, if this is how God has spoken to you, and this is how you're supposed to, then this is how you need to walk. And I'm like, really, really? Okay. I mean, because I was, you know, I was going to take over the agency, you know, and I'm like, okay. As well as we were in the middle of adopting, so we had all of this, and I'm like, okay. And that's really where my faith started to grow up and grow up and grow up. So I left not knowing where I was going. And I started really, you know, studying God's word and this. And then God just opened all of these doors. You know, he's a capital D, capital O door opener. Mm-hmm. And then I just started walking. I was speaking at women's groups and all different women's banquets and women's retreats and all these different speaking kind of engagements. And as I was doing that, and studying the word of God, then people are like, hey, would you start a couples group? Would you do this in your home? Because, you know, I think it'd be really great if we get, and so we're like, okay. So I just started saying yes, right? That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Right?
I love that because God gifts each of us, in particular ways, and we're to share those gifts, right?
Right.
And so he planted these gifts in you. He wants you to share it. So you're just out there saying yes, which is that's the big thing.
Yes.
I mean, we have to be able to say yes and
yes.
Be obedient and move forward. You're impacting women in a number of various ways. And so for those who might not be aware, give us some examples of how you're doing that.
Well, you know, it's funny because even in the ad agency business that I was in, when I was in it, women were scarce. And I was, you know, a principle of this, and I was really pouring into women, you know, and it was amazing. And then how God took me out, and then I was pouring into women, speaking to women, and then as I was continuing to listen to him, it was like, okay, just do the next right thing now. Just do the next right thing. And so then I started teaching at Elmbrook Church. I was teaching moms and morning break and all the different, lots of women. And it was sweet to see all these different moms and all these different, you know, corporate at night and to see them growing up. And then from that Bible study just kept growing. And we ended up in a different place in the Giving Tree. It was really sweet. And then God just kept growing that up. And I was being mentored by people at Elmbrook and growing up as I was, you know, mentoring, like you mentioned, Val. I've been able to mentor Val. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You mentor the next, and you basically disciple the next. And then they're growing up, right? And so from that, I would have all of these speaking and teaching engagements. And then in 2014, someone came to me and said, you need to be a nonprofit. You need to be a nonprofit, and we are going to pay for this, and we're going to get the legal and this. And within 6 months, MFM was born. Mm. It was Margot Fiesler Ministries. And then God, you know, elevated that to, okay, here's what you need to do next. Here's what you need to do next. And you're going to be doing this. And you're going to be doing this. Meanwhile, you know, I had come from 105.3 The Fish.
Yes.
So I'd been on The Fish from 2002 to 2008. And so there was already a platform that God was working on and working on and working on. And so he continued to show himself in all these different ways. So when we became a nonprofit, it was like, oh, that's Margot Fiesler from The Fish. That's Margot Fiesler from The Fish. I mean, we have these retreats that we do every year. And it was so amazing because even this year, what happened is people are like, oh, I used to listen to you in the car.
Yes.
Or their kids were listening to us and they were there helping. Yeah. And so, you know, God never wastes a thing. And so now we're this nonprofit. We have been since 2014. We have, I teach 3 Bible studies a week. We have probably between the 3 of them, we have maybe 350 to 400 women coming.
And tell us where those locations are.
Right now they are at River Glen Pewaukee, which is next to, what is it? Point Burger Bar.
Okay. It used right to be there. The old American, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Screaming okay. Lenny. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Remember? Okay. That dated us, right? I love it. And then, so I teach there, Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. And then Wednesday night, we're in Oconomowoc at the Waukesha State Bank. We have their whole community center on the lower level on Wednesday night, and they are so kind. And there are about 100 ladies that come there as well.
Wow.
And I'm teaching the book of Romans, so we just go through, right? Because it's the only book, as you read the Bible, it reads you, right? And so we continue to be right there. Mm. And then from that, there's retreats, right? And we have a couple of fall retreats. And then we have these big events, like 1,000, 1,500 women that are coming to Spring Refresh. And that's in end of April. And we usually have a Christian music artist that perhaps, like, I would have known from The Fish, or a person that I still know in the music industry. They're able to contact and they're able to work with, like, you know, we've had numerous people that had been, you know, our Christian music artists. So it's just... it's just great to join God in what he's doing, and he's furthering his kingdom. And it happens to be with women,
right,
all the time. And so then I get to pour into women that then get to pour into women that then get to pour into women.
Yeah.
It's
got a
so
domino effect.
It is.
Which
it
is wonderful. And we're going to hear from somebody later where that actually happened. You also wrote a book.
I did.
Tell us about that.
It was something I really didn't want to do, Jill.
Like Moses, don't make me do that, Lord.
Seriously, seriously. And I'm like, okay. And everybody's like, Margot, you have this story. Well, everyone has a story.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And so I sat down, hands to computer, basically at coffee shops, right, and just wrote devotionals. And I wrote 52 devotionals. And then through that, I wrote my life story. So I call it a life story devotional. And it's called Unwavering, Learning to Do the Next Right Thing in My Walk with God. And I didn't come to know Jesus really personally until I was 31 years old.
Okay.
And so it starts out with, no, I got this, because I thought I was all this and more. I got this. That's the first chapter. The second chapter is not so much. Right.
We all learn that at some point, right?
Not so much. And then how I learned obedience, and then how I learned, you know, and it's just my walk and how I became more and more like Jesus, right? And it was, it's just very vulnerable. It's very transparent. It's life-changing, not only for me, but for many people. I'm in the process of writing my second.
Okay.
Don't tell me when it's going to come out, because okay. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But you can be praying for that.
Because, all right.
Because this is mostly like a woman book as well, right?
Nice. Well, what I love about what you do and what others do is you disciple others. And so I read somewhere in one of my devotionals about the difference between disciple and an apostle, and how a disciple is a student, and how you teach these women and then they become an apostle, which means they go out and they impact others, which is what we're all called to do. I've said many times before that we never know in what ways we can inspire people
to help them along their journey in life. We just have to make a point to do it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so important to be that positive person who speaks life into others. We don't just want to soak up all this goodness and then keep it to ourselves.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
We're called to share it. So stay tuned, because when we return, we're going to hear more about how Margot is making an impact and the ripple effect that it has. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And I'm talking in our last segment today with Margot Fiesler from the Margot Fiesler Ministries. Now, I want to continue with this idea of impacting others, because I think it's so important and it's such a huge part of why we're put on this earth. So share with us, Margot, why it's so important to you to encourage women to step out.
Yeah. You know, I love when you say, you know, it's Margot Fiesler Ministries. We passionately call it MFM, but it's his ministry. And the reason my name is attached to it is because of the fish, because people knew me through that. And so they know that they can trust me. There's a vulnerability. There's a transparency. And so it becomes, like I've always shared, you know, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, just very cleverly disguised as a mom, as a wife, as a teacher, as an entrepreneur. You know, as you know, as all these different things, but this is who I am. And so I love to come alongside women and share, you know what, that's who you are first. It's not what you do, it's who you are. Mm-hmm. And so this is who you are, and this is how he looks at you. And then you're able to use your gifting, whatever that is. And you know that it's your gifting when it comes easily to you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're striving and this and it's not, then it's not in your gifting, because it's a supernatural thing, because he's doing this in and through you. Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, other ladies that I've mentored and that they've grown up either in Bible studies, or they've come to events, or just mentoring one-on-one, like Val with Love in a Shoebox that we were talking about. She's just like, oh, and I said, just walk into it. This is who you are. Just walk into it. And you can see how when all they need is just a little coach, right? A little push, a little this, a lot of prayer, and like, okay. And you can just see this is in their gifting. And you, like you mentioned, Jill, time, talent, treasure, all of this. And then these people come around you. And you know, when there's fruit around you, you never burn out. You never burn out. And so you can see them growing up. And then you're so excited because now they're doing what they're supposed to be called to do, right? And then we complete each other, which is a good thing.
We complete.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. I love that. That's great. And again, I think it's so important to be that shining light and positive influence. So thank you, Margot, for all the ways that you are making an impact out in the world and how you encourage women to step out for him and make their own impact out in the world in some way. We've invited an individual here today to speak a little bit more about that. Her name is Linda Oberbrunner. And she knows Val and Margot and is involved with them in a number of different ways. And so we want to just give a few minutes for her to share what it's meant to have this relationship with Val and Margot and what she's doing to step out in faith. So welcome to the show today, Linda.
Thank you very much, Jill.
You're welcome. So start by just giving us a quick rundown on how you know Val and Margot.
Not only do I know them, but I love them.
To know them is to love them.
Amen.
Yes.
The most often is through the, Margot has Margot Fiesler Ministries, and she does lots of events, including weekly Bible studies that can be attended by everyone, because they are there for those seeking more meaning in their life, and for also those that feel that they have been on a walk and they need the encouragement. And encouragement is what Margot gives. And Val and I have come across each other there often, and we end up volunteering together through a lot of things. And we also see each other at Ebert's Greenhouse Village in Exonia, where she is buying flowers and I get to be in customer service, and we both enjoy flowers.
Okay, so flowers brought you together, among other things. So you have taken this idea of stepping out in faith as a result, at least in part, to your relationship with Margot and Margot Fiesler Ministries and your relationship with Val. Tell us a little bit about this passion project for you.
So this past year, I reside in Watertown, Wisconsin, further west than Oconomowoc. So there is a program called Share the Love. It's building faith, hope, and love in the community. And the challenge was to start something that ministered to children. And so from a zero idea, as it was building, decided we would do some Friday movie nights during a summer when it's nice to sit outside and see this outdoor movies that are put on by John Jones and his Big Blue Mobile Media van. They can be seen in the sun or the dark, doesn't matter. And it's a huge vehicle that can be seen from a great distance by many, many people. And at the Benson Family Town Square, which was launched a couple years ago in Watertown, that became the site of the Friday movie nights, where members of the community, we had advertised quite a bit, stating that we would have inflatables and popcorn, face painter, balloon artistry, just a really wholesome, family-friendly movie night for the kids, and be able to share inspirational messages during that. That we also had a Kids Blast, BLAST, for a Saturday, right before school started. And that was sponsored entirely by Ebert's Greenhouse Village, ironically, and also CEF. It's called Child Evangelism Fellowship. We had a lovely lunch provided by the Piggly Wiggly that's out in Watertown. Quick Trip got on board. The Town Movie Theater gave us their popcorn. And as I was proposing this idea before it became actually gelled, it was before the funding was totally in place. And as I shared with Margot and the leadership team, she was so supportive and encouraging and asked if she could pray for this idea. And not only did they pray, but they came fully invested. And you know all about investments. And when people fully invest, things happen. And it was above and beyond what I had could thought imaginable. And they came through and were able to provide the movie van itself. When you get 2 miles to the gallon, gas is rather expensive, okay? And it's a quality professional movie production. So they provided that. And also, we had Bibles available, and they bought those. And Bibles in bulk gives a wonderful discount that I, again, found out through them. We were not pressuring or pushing anything, but making them available for the children. And many, many, many children responded. We had 700 people in attendance at all four of our events, and that was above what we had thought would be possible. And but when you start with the loaves and fishes, God does the multiplication.
Wow, that is so true. And you surround yourself with people who most importantly can pray for you.
Yes, that was the foundation.
Yeah, pray for your mission. Pray for the advancement of your mission, because what you're doing is good for the children. It's not a negative thing. It's just everything is positive, and our kids need that these days. And so Thank you for what you do. Thank you for sharing how Margot has been instrumental for you, and how you and Val and Margot have this special friendship, and you uplift and uphold each other, which is so crucial. So thank you for sharing that. If someone wants to learn more about what you have going on, what's the best way for them to get more information?
So this would be the kids' outreaches in particular, and feel free to contact me at Oberbrunner Linda. That's spelled OBERBRUNNER Linda, LINDA, at gmail.com.
Okay. Or people can ask maybe around the Watertown community, you know, about more information and be directed to Linda. So again, thank you so much for sharing about your passion project. Thank you for being here.
Great pleasure. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome. Wow, Margot, that must be so wonderful when people tell you how you've made an impact in their life. We only have a few minutes left, but let's wrap up with some closing thoughts or a call to action or perhaps words of encouragement that you'd like to share with our audience today.
All righty. Well, it'll probably take about another half an hour here, but no. I just want to encourage women to just do the next right thing and just be available and to walk by faith and not by sight, because God has, you know, you're joining him in what he's doing and how he's building his kingdom. And when you see that and when you give that over and you see how you just do the next right thing, the doors open and you walk through those. Don't try to hit them open. Don't try to slam, you know, the door. Just listen, and your faith grows up. And, you know, when everything is said and done, God says, you know what's going to be on display for everybody to see? Your faith. Mm. Your faith. And so I just encourage them. You know, for instance, our faith grew up in MFM when I told everyone, no, we're not charging for anything. And they're like, what? I'm like, no, God will provide. God will provide. We are not charging. To share the gospel, to share who he is, I said, no, we're not charging. And he has done exceedingly abundantly more. We've been a nonprofit since 2014. It's our 18th year of retreats. This is how he works, and he receives the glory. And so I encourage other women just to step out and watch what he does. He's doing it through you. You're not. And it's that faith walk is the most exciting walk that you can possibly do until you see him face to face.
I agree 100%. Yeah. We are the conduit that he's
That's
using.
Right.
He doesn't need us, but no. What a joy it is to come alongside him and work.
So good.
Work together with him for his glory and
so,
his purpose.
So good.
Yeah. Well, Margot, it's been wonderful to spend this time with you. I would love for you to share how people can get a hold of you and learn more about all the different ways that you're impacting women.
Sure. Thanks for asking. All they need to do is go to margotfiesler.com. It's very easy. And if you misspell Fiesler, don't worry. They'll say, do you mean Fiesler? Right?
Fiesler.
So go to margotfiesler.com. We have all the stuff about Bible studies and events and devotionals, and we pray for you and all, you know, just go and figure it out, as well as everything that I do is videoed and it's put on there. So when I teach all these different books through the Bible, it's all on there from years ago and now. And so it's a plethora of things, but we'd love to get to know you. And so it's margotfiesler.com. So thanks so much for having me, Jill. This has been so great.
It's been wonderful. It's been an honor to share the recording studio with you today. I want to thank you again, Margot Fiesler from the Margot Fiesler Ministries. I want to thank Val Sonderman, the founder of Love in a Shoebox, and also Linda Oberbrunner for sharing how Val and Margot have made a difference in her life. I really appreciate all of you sharing what's important to you and your passion for serving and helping others and speaking life into them and encouraging them. I think everybody should have somebody like that in their life. So again, thank you for sharing. If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to Val or Margot using the contact information that they shared. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community that you think would be a great guest for our show, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community to learn more about the people and the organizations who are making a difference in the lives of others. You can tune into News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. I encourage you also to visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, or you can now also listen on demand at Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or Apple Podcast. My call to action is to give some thought to how you can be that supporter, that encourager, that person that lifts another one up, or maybe even a lifeline in some cases to someone in our community. Encouragement to others is something everybody can do, and someone really needs what you have to give. It may not be your money, it might be your time, it might be your listening ear, maybe it's your loving arms to encourage or your contagious smile to uplift, who knows? But everyone can be that positive light in the life of another. Our guests have shared today many ways that they're doing that. That's why we do this show, so we can highlight the people doing great things, and our listeners can jump on the bandwagon if they so choose and have a significant impact in some way themselves. I'm sure anything you do would be welcomed and appreciated. Take time to determine how you want to be a blessing and give a blessing. And in so doing, you'll make an impact in so many more ways than you will ever know. So thank you for listening today and have a great day.